Hello again, it's 34 Russell with Patrick Kelly bringing you Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. After several years of leading Team Kansas contingent to Fargo, Will Coakley retired his position, and Tyler Gonzalez, who had recently relocated back to Kansas from Colorado to take over as head coach at Junction City High School, stepped in to fill the position of team leader for Kansas. Gonzalez comes to the position with a wealth of experience. He won a high school state title for Shawnee Heights, then took his talents to Fort Hays State University, where he was a three-time NCAA Division II qualifier for the Tigers. From there, he spent time at the college ranks at Colby Community College and earned his MBA while coaching at Shorter University in Georgia. From there, it was off to Colorado for a position with USA Wrestling and the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, before taking a position teaching and coaching in the high school level in Colorado. He will begin his second year at Junction City High School this fall. Tyler joins us today on the line. Coach Gonzalez, welcome to Airtime.
Hey, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on here. Excited, you know, to join other special guests you've had. Been listening to the podcast, one of the ways that I've stayed in touch with Kansas wrestling over the last years. So, great.
So my hope is to be touching base with you at this time for a preview of the troops as you head to Fargo to compete against the best across the country. Instead, the pursuit of a stop sign will have to wait for another year. How did you find out that Fargo would not be happening? And along with all of its USA Wrestling sponsored events for the spring and summer of 2020?
Yeah, so, unfortunately we've had the issues with COVID-19. And I think early on in March, USA Wrestling did a pretty good job of trying to get all the state leaders on phone calls on a weekly basis back in March and keep us updated with what was going on. Then as we transitioned into April and so forth, they continued with those phone calls. And they kept letting us know certain things would have to be postponed or canceled moving forward. And I know they were really trying to hang on to Junior Nationals and the Fargo tournament. But, unfortunately, that had to also be canceled. But I found out via our phone calls there with USA Wrestling's office and Tony Black. And then, you know, obviously that news spread like wildfires. And so probably within a matter of 10 minutes, I had multiple tens of text messages from coaches asking me if it was true and asking me if I had heard. So it was definitely a big news day for us in the wrestling community.
Absolutely. So give us a sense of what goes into planning and preparing for the lead up to Fargo, such as events, practices, training camps, staff selection, gear ordering, transportation, and other tasks. Just what goes into planning such a big event like taking a team to Fargo?
Yeah, I mean, you hit a lot of it on the head. It is a lot of organization and planning, and I've been lucky to know a lot of the predecessors in this position most of my life leading up to me also having the position now. So it's been good to be able to see them and understand that, you know, even it's not just a kind of show up to team camp and things are happening. It's, you know, when they're showing up to team camp, they're getting their hands dirty with everything as well and then all the leading up to. So it is, you know, you're getting set up with all the clubs. You're trying to reach out to all the clubs and get a tournament season in place so that we can be prepared to get to Fargo. So that our kids have the mat time and so forth. You know, on top of that, you're trying to gather team gear and try and weigh those expectations of how many are going to sign up in advance, because obviously Blue Chip wants to know how soon those things are going to be ready and get those prepped out sooner than later. You've got transportation, logistics. Over the last couple of years, Team Kansas has switched it up and started to stop about a day or two in advance up at Legends of Gold and get some workouts there and continue with their acclimation up into Fargo. And so that just adds into the logistics. And then obviously you're trying to tie all this in together and fit a budget for every kid. You know, USA Wrestling Kansas does a great job of helping us with that budget and some of those incomes that we have from folk style and freestyle and our kids clubs organizations. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we're getting things paid for on the back end. And so, you know, you're trying to make sure that the budget doesn't get too crazy and cost afforded for kids not to go either. And then you're also working out with regional training center coordinations. And so trying to get with certain locations and, you know, everybody wants to have a regional training center and understandably so, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we're minimizing some of those opportunities so that we can maximize the number of opportunities that we're getting kids there, you know. So we have cities and large cities like Kansas City and Wichita and Topeka that multiple places might want to host something, but we also want to make sure that we only have one or two options so that those kids are kind of funneled into those rooms specifically at least once a week to practice with the best. So there is a lot, and I think kind of a blessing in disguise, unfortunately, that, you know, I was able to see this year as my first year as a head coach back in Kansas and with this position as a freestyle and Greco state leader, to kind of be able to prep myself and walk through what some of that looks like without really having to pull the trigger on some of those budget items. And so I guess in a way it was a good practice run for me to at least see the logistics and the time framing and scheduling. But at the same time, I would have much rather been on a lot of those trips for junior national duels and cadet national duels and obviously Fargo. But, you know, we'll wait our turn and hopefully things will get back to normal here soon.
Yeah. Well, that was a mouthful for sure. And it is a good way of looking at it, that it was kind of a tough run for you a little bit. Boy, there's a lot that goes on. So as mentioned in the opening, Will Coakley has stepped away from his duties as team leader for Kansas, a position that he held for several years. As you assume the position, what are your priorities and goals for Team Kansas?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I got a lot of ideas, but at the same time, I need to make sure that we don't try to just overhaul everything at once, because I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, our system in Kansas isn't broken. Will did a great job, and before Will, Russ did a great job. They've all done a good job of continuing to get our kids to the national tournament and to grow our sport in our state. And I just want to continue down with some of those lines of success. But things that are really important to me are also that 8 and under, 10 and under, 12 and under age range with freestyle and Greco. I think a lot of our effort and focus seems to also go to obviously our junior and cadet level kids. And they're the ones going to those tournaments and high level ranking opportunities. But we sometimes neglect our younger up and coming, and we don't always offer them the same things. Maybe it's camps and clinics and so forth that'll allow them to raise their skill level and maybe doing even a better job of organizing trips to their kid nationals up in Wisconsin Dells. And so that is one priority of me, trying to make sure that we bring that age group along with us and grow our representation at the regional and national tournaments with that age group. Growing Greco will be something I'd like to do also in our state. We always have kids, and I think, you know, that's just the kid mentality, is freestyle is a little bit of more of their friend because it's similar to folk style. And a lot of kids are just hesitant about Greco-Roman wrestling. But I'd like for us to do a better job as a state of getting our kids to overcome that fear and wrestling both styles as much as they can. And, you know, if we have to do Greco-only camps and Greco-only tournaments, that's what the route we might need to take. So growing our under or developmental age group, growing Greco, and then continue to grow girls wrestling. So obviously women's wrestling has taken off with the high school level, but we'd like to see that transition on our club side with Team Kansas. And I know that Joe Connect does a great job of that. So anything that I can do to help Joe bring along the women's movement in Kansas, those are three big initiatives for me right now. So.
All right. Very, very good. Sounds like you do have a plan, and it'll be exciting to see where things are headed. So your dad, Bob, has had a storied career at the high school level coaching in Kansas. He made participating in off-season competitions a priority, and you spent time working with USA Wrestling. So I'm sure your support of off-season competition is strong. But what is your elevator speech for why Kansas high school coaches and athletes should make participating in the Olympic styles a priority, especially for those that might not be as familiar with the events and the processes involved?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think as a coach, that's some of the things that we preach to our kids, you know, get out of your comfort zone, try something new. And as a coach, if we're not willing to do that either, then, you know, we're not practicing what we preach necessarily. And so that would be one reason, you know, I would try to edge coaches to be an open mind to freestyle and Greco-Roman. But also, you know, it's still wrestling. You know, the more time that you have your wrestling shoes on, you're figuring out this sport of wrestling, whether it's freestyle, Greco, or folk style. And while we do folk style in high school and kids club and the collegiate level, to go further into that, obviously they're going to have a freestyle or Greco career. And we've seen a lot of kids who have made it to a high level of wrestling, maybe without freestyle and Greco. But at the same time, those skills carry over into folk style. So your freestyle wrestlers are going to learn how to really hand fight and set up some of their leg attacks. And once they get stopped on a leg attack with a Whizzer or Sprawls, they're going to do a better job in understanding how to finish those shots. And so their percentage of finished shots is going to go up during folk style. You're going to see that transition from free to folk style with their leg attacks. And in Greco-Roman wrestling, they're going to learn how to use their hips effectively and how to hand fight. They're going to learn how to control tie-ups. They're going to learn how to leg attack because eventually they're going to figure it out, the transition Greco to folk style. So when they're in two-on-ones and underhooks and body locks, how they can still also start to use their legs. Because obviously in Greco, they're going to be limited. But even if they just try Greco-Roman wrestling for those 2 months, that three-month season, you know, and then they transition into folk style afterwards, and they're drilling and they're doing some of that folk style drilling, the light bulb is going to come on eventually. And so that's kind of how it was always also spoken to me, is the more that you have your wrestling shoes on, the more that you're going to figure this sport out. Whether the rules change here or there, you're going to be an athlete, you're going to be a competitor, and you're going to eventually figure it out. And it's just only going to make you better. And so those are some of my things that I would try to get at a high school kid or a youth level kid or a coach about. Hopefully they can overcome, whether it's the unknowns and the fears of the style, or just not understanding why it's important. And so that's sometimes also too, it is just that fear of, well, I don't know how to teach it. How am I going to show it to my kid, or who do I trust? And so if that's ever the question, obviously, you know, I'm open for people to reach out and ask me, you know, what are the good clubs in their area? But, you know, in Kansas, we have a lot of great coaches all across the area and most corners of our state. And so I'm really excited to be back and kind of be in that position to now help lead our coaches and our teams.
All right. Well, great thoughts there. Thank you for taking the time to join in today. I hope next year at this time, we'll be talking about how many stop signs we're going to be bringing home. So visiting with Tyler Gonzalez, head coach at Junction City High School, and the newly installed team leader for Team Kansas that takes the troops to Fargo each year. Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been Patrick Kelly with 34 Russell, bringing you Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.